أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل فسبح وأطراف النهار لعلك ترضى ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 130 and 131 of Surah Taha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to address our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beginning of the surah, Allah address Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this address now is with regards to the Quraysh, it is with regards to the people of Makkah. On the one hand, the intensity of the persecution with which they were giving Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. On the other hand, verbal and physical abuse to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the hukam of Allah? Remember, this is the Makki life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Medina, the hukam of Allah ta'ala changes that of jihad fi sabilillah. But here in Makkah, jihad was a very difficult issue with regards to the circumstances. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. There are two commandments in these two verses and one prohibition. The first command, persevere, make sabr, be patient upon what they say. Now there's two things. One is what they do, and the other is what they say. What they do, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not speak about, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about what they say. We see it in the global circumstances today, that what they did, for example in Palestine, is never acceptable, it will never be forgivable, it will be something that will always be remembered. It was atrocity, it was genocide, all of that is in its place. But then when they begin to speak with that arrogance and the way they speak, that is now insult upon injury. That is now putting salt on the wound. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is referring to. The persecutions take place and have been taking place. But on the other hand, the arrogance with which they speak to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is far greater, and it hurts the heart even more. And here Allah is saying, O my Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, persevere, be patient about what they say. So that is the first hukam. Wasabbih bihamdi rabbik, and make tasbih with the hamd of your Rabb. And here we will see it refers to the ibadat of Allah, and the greatest of all ibadat is that of salat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right at the very beginning of the Quran, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, seek Allah's help through two things. One is bis-sabr, to persevere, and the other is the performance of salat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word tasbih, and Allah ta'ala uses the word hamd. In other words, over and above the salat, don't just stop at the salat, but now go on and make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat, and draw the nusrat and the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبَلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, before the rising of the sun. In other words, at the time of Fajr. Perform your Fajr salat before and after. Make the itasbih and the ibadat of Allah. The ummah is sleeping at this time, and this is the time when the ummah needs to get up. This is the time when the Ummah needs to draw the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the time when the Ummah fills the masjids. Then we will see that Nusrat and that help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala come. وَقَبَلَ غُرُوبِهَا. And before the setting of the sun, the time of Asr, perform your Salat. And then don't stop there, but make the Tasbih and the Hamd of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is the time when the Ummah is too busy in dunya. The Ummah is too busy in acquisitions, in acquiring. And that time Ummah forgets Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah says, وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ. And in the hours of the night, the sun sets, you have your Maghrib Salah, you have your Isha Salah, but don't forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. Make Allah's Ibadat the time of Tahajjud. And all of that this Ummah needs to rise. We need to rise to the occasion. We need to rise before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa atrafan nahar. Now the word atraf comes from the word tarf, which means the edge. But here, when we look at the lughat, we look at the Arabic vocabulary of the word tarf, it actually refers to the time of zawal, and that is the time of zuhr. Again, when the ummah is busy with dunya, Allah is saying, turn towards me, and Allah Rabbul Izzat says, لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى أَوْ مُحَمَّدُ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So that you will be well pleased. You will see this nusrat, you will see this help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes, and the nusrat and the help of Allah came in the very unique way that Allah Rabbul Izzat commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make hijrah, and then the whole game had changed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought this ummah, brought this deen to its pinnacle in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and thereafter Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So those were the two commands of Allah. One is make sabr and make the tasbih and the hamd of Allah. And the second, a prohibition. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَ بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That the word madda yamuddu actually means to stretch. Do not stretch both your eyes. In other words, do not look ila ma matta'na bihi azwajan minhum, to what we have given them by way of benefit, the groups from amongst them. That amongst them we will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given them wealth that we cannot even imagine. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given them dominion and sovereignty that we cannot even imagine. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given them political strength that we cannot even imagine. Don't turn the eye towards all of that. Why? Allah is saying, Zahrat al-hayati dunya. This is the glitter and the glamour of this material world. It just glitters. It's got no value in the eyes of Allah. It just shines to us. But in the eyes of Allah, it does not even have that value of a broken wing of the mosquito. Allah says, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي. We have given them all of this so that we will put them through the test. We will put them through the trial. Are they going to use this to get closer to Allah, to get further and further away from Allah Rabbul Izzat? وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. And the rizq, the sustenance of your Rabb, is khair, it is better, wa abqa, and it is more lasting. And that real sustenance is the sustenance of the akhirah. The dunya is a shadow, the dunya is a mirror image of the akhirat, but that is the real rizq and sustenance that Allah will bestow upon each and every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.